Welcome, America. Fasten your seatbelts. This is the Jay Sheldon Show.
Overture, cut the lights. This is it. We'll hit the heights. No more rear. Oh, hello. Stage is set. It's Trump and Biden, and away we go. Trump and the rematch. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. Kansas and some common sense. But you got to know, if it's common sense, it's coming from Kansas. And Lady Gaga and that weird guy. All that and more. Welcome to the Jay Sheldon Show. Happy Wednesday, middle of the week. We're just getting started. It's hump day. Awongus, 1, 2, 3. Long time no see, Jay. Well, it is a long time, but we're glad you're back. Welcome in. Thank you. I think you followed the show, but if, just in case, by the way, don't forget, hit that follow button. It helps the show out, and it's absolutely free for you. Give us the thumbs up if you're so inclined. Thank you. I was just doing some blackout coffee, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Oh, man. Okay, so we got all that and more coming up tonight. It's been a busy day. Didn't seem like much was going on, but when you actually start digging in, we don't cover all the top news stories here because everybody covers them. We touch on them, but we don't dig deep. We get into the inside, you know, the page six kind of, no, not page six from the UK, but, you know, the page 3, 4, 5 stuff, that kind of thing. That is when newspapers used to be a thing, which they're not anymore. So anyway, we'll do all that and more coming up. Plus, of course, we're going to try and get to our book, The Five Little Peppers, and we will read a little bit more about that for you. Right now, though, we want to just take 60 seconds and beg your patience and tell you about Blackout Coffee, one of our great, best special sponsors on this show because they are an American company. We love doing business with a company that cares about this country and our values. Truth, honesty, integrity, family. That's what they're all about. Bottom line, though, if you don't make a good product, you ain't got a leg to stand on. Blackout Coffee is just simply the best coffee you've ever had. They work with local co-ops and American farmers to source the best beans. Then when you order, only then do they roast your beans within 48 hours, ship them out, another 2-3 days of shipping, and within less than a week, you've got fresh roasted coffee beans at your door ready to grind up into the best coffee you will ever taste. Blackout Coffee cares about this country, and they care about their product and you, their customers. You use our special code, by the way, at checkout, J20, J-A-Y-20. That'll get you 20% off your first order from Blackout Coffee. Blackout Coffee's got a whole bunch of different roasts: Brutal Awakening, Morning Reaper, Second Amendment. Oh, man, this is just good stuff. Flavored coffees, too, which are delicious. Look, I got to tell you, I'm not a real big fan of flavored coffees, but I tried this. Their chocolate cherry, oh, yes. Cinnamon French toast. You know what? I got to look a little deeper at this. Hang on. Let me actually click on this because there's more. Ah, you see that one? Blueberry crumble. Oh, man. Look, try it. It is worth it. It is amazing. It is Blackout Coffee, and they are a great sponsor of this show, and we're very proud to have them as part of it. Use our promo code J20 at checkout. 20% off your first order from Blackout Coffee. Thank you, folks. All right. Awongus. Wait, you still don't remember who I am? Since I'm always honest on this show, no. I'm sorry. I love you to pieces. Thank you for being here, seriously. But Aldwin Wong, is that who you are? Oh. You know, I had a feeling it was either Alvin Wong, the actor, who's a dear friend, or you. And it's you. Nice to have you along. All right. The stage is set. The players are in place. And the rest is a big downhill slide to Donald J. Trump becoming the next president of the United States. God help us if that doesn't happen. Donald Trump is officially the presumed nominee for the GOP nominee for president. That announcement came just today, or last night, yesterday. There he is. There's the man. According to Decision Desk Headquarters, I can't find you on Twitch, so I finally found you on Rumble. I am not on any of the other platforms anymore because they are not about free speech. Twitch, YouTube especially, Facebook. So I canceled all, the channels are still there. I didn't delete them. And I am still a bit active on Facebook. But the only place you'll find my live stream is here on Rumble because they are all about free speech. They don't censor. And say whatever you want. Put it in the chat if you want. I don't care. Doesn't matter. That's what we're here for you. All right. According to Decision Desk, projections indicate former President Trump will emerge victorious in the GOP primary in Washington, which he did, and therefore secures the Republican presidential nomination and a rematch against that rotting bag of oatmeal in the White House, Biden, or Bribden, as it perhaps should be. The crook, the criminal, the child-sniffing, woman-feeling idiot, dementia patient. I can't see him lasting until November, folks. I just can't see. You know what? I just thought of this. I had a dream last night. I am too involved in this political shit. I had a dream of Biden at the podium being peppered with questions. And then on a hot mic, as he walks away from the podium, he says, let's see how Gavin will deal with this crap. But we hear him. And it's like, what? No, it didn't happen. It was in my dream. But I actually dreamed that last night. You know, the bottom line is, though, could you see that happening? Oh, yeah. 1,215 delegates for Trump. Threshold is required to clinch the nomination for the Republican Party. Across the GOP nominating contest, Georgia, Hawaii, Mississippi, Washington State, 161 delegates available for allocation. And here is what our man had to say about that.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president speaking to you on a really great day of victory. 1 week ago, we had something called Super Tuesday, and it was indeed super because we won at numbers that nobody has ever seen before, records in virtually every state. And tonight, likewise. But this one got us over the top. The Republican National Committee has just declared us the official nominee. And so we're the official nominee of the Republican Party, which is a big deal. But most importantly, we now have to go into victory because our country's in serious trouble. We have millions and millions of people flowing in. We have no respect on the world stage. What we say doesn't mean a thing anymore. And to have that happen is unthinkable. We have an economy that outside of certain little areas.
Oh, I love this crap. Oh, man. I don't know if many of you, if any of you still stuck around while we went through that little technical garbage, but we're trying. Give me a break here. A half a second while I figure out what's going on. Oh, my goodness. This is insane. Absolutely insane. I'm still working on it, folks. It's working. Oh, good. Cool. Thank you, Alvin. I really appreciate that. Oh, man. Just all of a sudden, everything connected to the laptop shut off. The camera, my side light, my mouse, everything gone. Let's hope that doesn't happen again, huh? All right. So I'm back. Hi. Okay. We did the thing on Trump. We heard a little bit of Trump's speech. He's back. It's happening. So screwed up. Okay, moving on. We got that. We got that. Oh, Biden's ghostwriter. Yeah, there's another one. What a mess. I'm so nervous now. This thing is going to go down. Look, if it goes down, please be patient. I will reset again. We'll come back. I'll give it one more chance. Otherwise, we'll do it all again tomorrow. But we'll pray. All right. Special counsel Robert Hur, who is probably just some setup guy out there to, you know, it's an Obama plant trying to get rid of Biden, trying to do everything they can to hurt him, which is good. But not if it's Obama. It's not good. He says Biden's ghost writer tried to destroy evidence for an investigation, that from the post-millennial. Yeah, this is some heavy-duty stuff. That's Robert Hur right there, and that's the rotting bag of flesh that is currently sitting in the Oval Office. Yesterday, Robert Hur, special counsel, testified before the House Judiciary Committee that Joe Biden's ghost writer, Mike Zwanitzer, tried to destroy audio recordings of his interview with the president. He revealed that after news broke, he'd been selected to oversee the investigation into Biden's handling of classified documents. Zwanitzer scrambled to delete the audio files from his computer. Joe Biden risked serious damage to America's national security.
Biden, this is a quote, Joe Biden risked serious damage to America's national security when he shared information with his ghostwriter.
Hang on.
Shared it with his ghostwriter, the guy who was helping Joe Biden get $8 million. And oh, by the way, Mr. Hur, what did that ghostwriter do with the information Joe Biden shared with him on his laptop? What did he do after you were named special counsel?
Chairman, if you're referring to the audio recordings that Mr. Zwanitzer created of his conversations with
exactly
Mr. Biden,
what I'm referring to.
He slid, if I remember correctly, he slid those files into his recycle bin on his computer.
Tried to destroy the evidence, didn't he?
Correct.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. When asked whether the White House tried to weigh in to your investigation on elements of that report and get it changed, Hur said officials did, in fact, request certain edits and changes to the draft report. Yep. The criminal gets caught again doing criminal stuff. No surprise there. There's more from the Post-Millennial, by the way. Another article, link is in the show notes tonight. You'll find that down there. His transcript, Biden's transcript of classified documents interview reveals shocking memory lapses, as Mr. Hur pointed out. Hur put this guy in a corner. From Hur's statement, he is either a criminal guilty of enormous criminal charges, or he's a doddering old dementia patient who isn't fit to be in the Oval Office. Those are the two choices. Either way, it don't work, folks. Biden said, this is a quote from him, he had no goddamned idea. In response to hundreds of questions. Read the article. During Hur's interview with Biden, the president, contrary to what he said in response to Hur's bombshell report in a press conference, brought up the death of his son first. What month did Beau die? Biden asked out loud during the interview. The president recalled that May 30th was the day of Beau's death, but couldn't remember the year at that time. When asked about a second box of classified documents, the president replied, I have no goddamn idea. I don't even bother to go through them. Okay. There's more stuff in that Post-Millennial article. You should check it out. You should read it. you should realize exactly what's going on with this freak, this moronic dementia patient, the man who has his fingers on the nuclear buttons, which should scare the absolute hell out of you. We conservatives, it ain't been easy, has it, for the last 3 or 4 years? It's not getting any better, my friends. This headline from the Daily Signal is not a surprise, not in any way. It's like, oh, good, here we go again. But it's still a head shaker. The Financial Crimes Agency has suggested they close the bank accounts of conservative hate groups. Yeah. Here we go again. This is from March 12th, just yesterday. Is it a financial crime to allow a conservative Christian to open a bank account? Now, that might sound a bit absurd, but in the wake of January 6th, the federal agency tasked with protecting the financial system from illicit use endorsed a list of hate groups that includes mainstream Christian organizations like Alliance Defending Freedom and the Family Research Council. Now, you can agree with their philosophies or not. I hold different stands on different groups. Some of them are just freaks. But to deny or close down their bank accounts because of the political or religious positions they hold? Are you freaking kidding me? This isn't America anymore. The America we grew up in, the America we long for. It ain't there right now, folks. 8-9 months from now, hopefully it'll be back. But the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Division sent an email to leadership at major banks highlighting a report called Bankrolling Bigotry, an overview of the online funding strategy of American hate groups. And then they included a list, which included a large number of conservative Christian organizations. They're coming after you, folks. They are coming after you. And they're not going to give up. Unless, of course, you're in Kansas, where common sense apparently has come back in fashion again. Go Kansas. We love you guys. What is called a victory for common sense. State IDs in Kansas must document the actual sex of the holder of the ID. Certain matters where only facts should be considered. Person can identify as a ham sandwich if you want to, I don't care. But that doesn't make it true. And no matter what you may identify as, male, female, unbranded, five spirit, otherkin, alien, there are times with what parts you were born with matter above anything else. And one of those things is health care. A national government issued ID. And now, at least in Kansas, your state ID must indicate your birth sex. Go Kansas. Thank God there are still some people out there with some common sense. However, there are some people out there who don't have any common sense, like this moronic group, PETA, which is supposedly for the protection of animals. People for the ethical treatment of animals. Now, you will not find anyone on the planet who feels stronger about protecting animals and treating animals right. PETA? No. They are a group of freaks who go about what is a valiant and courageous effort to make sure people treat animals right. Their tactics only hurt our cause. Speaking of which, they want to replace the Easter eggs at the White House Easter egg roll. Because, you know, eggs. They're urging the White House to abandon a long-standing tradition of pushing a switch from chicken eggs and replacing them with potatoes at the annual Easter egg roll on the South Lawn. The president of PETA, Ingrid Newkirk, wrote to First Lady Jill Biden suggesting a potato roll instead of an egg roll, arguing it would encourage sympathy and kindness instead of supporting factory farming industries. You see what I'm talking about? Woke morons. Woke idiots. Start spreading the news. Hey, I had pizza for dinner tonight. There is a pizza place here. What's it called? Damn, I can't remember the name now. It is so good. It is the best pizza I think I've ever had in my life. They do all kinds of great lamb pizza, beef pepperoni. I don't know what they're using as their sauce, but oh man, it is just that good. It doesn't look like that. However, if you live in New York, famous for some amazing pizzas, some really cheap crap pizzas too, but you know what? Even those, when I was a kid, it was a buck a slice in New York City. Even those pizzas, which were just cheese and sauce and dough and crap, they were still great. Awanga says, I love myself a mushroom omelet with toast for breakfast every Sunday before I go to church. I love mushroom omelets. Good stuff. That's the other thing with this pizza. You know what? I got to look that up. I just have to because I want to give them a plug. They're just that good. I need to let you know what the name of this place is. This is Malaysia, so, you know, for a lot of our audience here, it doesn't matter. But what is the place? Why can't I find it? Hang on. I'll find it. Ah, My Pizza Lab. It's called, not Pizza Hut. Please. Blech. Domino's, Pizza Hut. Excuse me. This is a local shop. They've got a few outlets. But folks, My Pizza Lab. MY Pizza Lab. LAB. Unbelievable pizza. Best I've ever had. Honest to God. Best I have ever had. Okay. There is a reason I'm talking about pizza. Because New York and New Yorkers are idiots. Over 100 pizzerias may shut down. Why? Because of New York City's green rule. Yeah. The government's new rule that forces shops that use coal and wood fire stoves, you know, wood-fired pizza ovens, they have to cut their carbon emissions by 75%. all New Yorkers, this is according to this idiot spokesman for the Department of Environmental Protection of New York, deserve to breathe healthy air. And wood and coal-fired stoves are among the largest contributors of harmful pollutants in neighborhoods. And really well-cooked, good-tasting pizzas. All pizzerias gearing up for the new law. Going to take effect this coming April, the 27th. A lot of pizzerias are saying we're going to have to shut down for good. It will end wood-fired pizza ovens in New York City as we know it. And you're not, there is no substitute, folks. Brooklyn pizzeria owner Paul Giannone says this regulation will go a long way to put an end to charming wood-fired pizza restaurants in New York. A sad day, in my opinion. I think putting this regulation in place for everyone, regardless of if it's having an impact on neighbors or not, is overkill. So you can take your wood-fired pizzas and say bye-bye. AmRev, welcome in. Yes. I ride AmRev. Nice to have you along for the ride. A-Wong says, keep the wood-fired ovens. They make a rustic pizza with those. Yeah, it's just, it's such a difference. It really is. Man, I'm telling you. Not in New York. And, you know, just get out of New York. Just please do yourself a favor. Get out. Leave now. All right. One more, then we're going to get on with our book. And it has to do with Lady Gaga. Well, not so much Lady Gaga, but that wacky freak from hell, Dylan Bud Light Mulvaney. You remember him, right? You never had a wood-fired oven pizza, AmRev? Oh, man. Go find one. Go find one. Drive 100 miles if you got to. Trust me, it'll be worth it. All the difference in the world. Lady Gaga is raging. Why? She's appalled at the responses to International Women's Day post with Dylan Mulvaney. Yeah, that man. She says, this is hatred. Yeah, actually, that's exactly what it is, because we hate this guy. We can't stand this guy. He is an idiot. Gaga Monday attacked what she defined as hatred-littering responses to her posting with the man Dylan Mulvaney. The original picture shared by Mulvaney as part of International Women's Day celebration on Friday, taken February 29th. No shortage of criticism on the pair, appearing in Mulvaney's Instagram post. Some questioning Mulvaney's judgment, and even Lady Gaga, who was born a woman, was placed in the category of men by critics. Oh, my. Gaga says, it's appalling to me that Dylan's post would be met with such vitriol and hatred. When I see a newspaper reported on hatred, calling it backlash. It's important to clarify, this is Lady Gaga. It's important to clarify that hatred is hatred. And this kind of hatred is violence. No, it's not. Hatred is not violence. Violence is a physical act. I know. You don't want anybody defining it that way. But hatred is not violence. Okay, can we get that straight for once? Backlash would imply that people who love or respect Dylan and me didn't like something we did. This is not backlash. This is hatred. AmRev says, I can see his 5 o'clock shadow. Actually, it looks, I can see more of Lady Gaga's 5 o'clock shadow. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you might be right down there in that corner. Anyway, this idiot keeps getting more and more publicity. I'll tell you what, much as I can't stand this moron, I will give him credit for one thing. He knows how to get his ugly face in the papers. He's got a crap-ass career, but he's making a shitload of money off of all this garbage. And as much as Anheuser-Busch lost a bucket load of money, he's still out there pushing himself. People are still covering him. Why? Don't know. I just did. I guess that one's on me, huh? Man alive. All right. It's time for our book. Karen! Hey, Karen Hill, welcome into the program.
All right.
Good to have you along for the ride, Karen. Thanks so much for being here. Karen's one of our P1s, as we say in the business. She is a big supporter of the show. We thank you so much for that, Karen. Good to have you here. All right. Our book, The Five Little Peppers and How They Grew, was published in 1881, a billion years ago, written by Margaret Sidney. And we read books on this show. We've been doing that from the beginning, 570 shows ago. Wow. Hey, by the way, that nobody probably even noticed, but if you look in our show notes, the very top, it says this is episode 5,000 something. Yeah, obviously, numbers are mixed up tonight. Anyway, The Five Little Peppers and How They Grew is the book we're reading now. We're about halfway through, and we'll continue on here. Where's my book? There it is. New chapter called A Threatened Blow. One day, a few weeks after, Mrs. Pepper and Polly were busy in the kitchen, Phronsie out in the orchard, as one scraggly apple tree was called by courtesy, singing to her rag doll to sleep under its sheltered branches. But Baby was cross and wouldn't go to sleep, and Phronsie was on the point of giving up, returning to the house, when a strain of music made her pause with Dolly in her apron. And there she stood, with her finger in her mouth, in utter astonishment, wondering where these sweet sounds were coming from. "Oh, Phronsie," screamed Polly from the back door, "where are... Oh, come here quick! It's the beautifulest!" "What is it?" asked the little one, hopping over the stubby grass, leaving poor discarded Baby on its snubby nose where it dropped in her hurry. "Oh, a monkey!" cried Polly. "Do hurry, the sweetest little monkey you ever saw." "What's a monkey?" asked Phronsie, scurrying after Polly to the gate where her mother was waiting for them. "Why, a monkey's a monkey," explained Polly. "I don't know any better than that. There he is. Isn't it splendid?" She lifted Phronsie up to the big post where she could see just fine. "Oh, wow!" screamed little Phronsie. "See him, Polly? Just see him?" A man with an organ was standing in the middle of the road playing away with all his might. And at the end of a long rope was a lively little monkey in a bright red coat and a smart cocked hat. The little creature pulled off his hat with one long jump coming up on the fence. He made Phronsie a most magnificent bow. Strange to say, the child wasn't in the least frightened, but put out her fat little hands, speaking in gentle tones. "Poor little monkey. Come here, little monkey." Turning up his wrinkled face, glancing fearfully at his master, Jocko began to grimace and beg for something to eat. The man pulled the string and struck up a merry tune, and in a minute the monkey spun round and round at such a lovely pace, and put in so many queer antics that the little audience were fairly convulsed with laughter. "I can't pay you," said Mrs. Pepper, wiping her eyes when at last the man pulled up the strap, whistling to Jocko to jump up. "But I'll give you something to eat, and the little monkey, too. He shall have something for his pains in amusing my children." Well, the man looked very cross when she brought him out only brown bread and two cold potatoes. "Have you got nothing better than that?" "Oh, it's as good as we have," answered Mrs. Pepper. The man threw down the bread in the road, but Jocko thankfully ate his share, Polly and Phronsie busily feeding him, and then he turned and snapped up the portion the master had left in the dusty road. They then moved on, and Mrs. Pepper and Polly going back to work in the kitchen. A little down the road, the man struck up another tune. Phronsie, who had started merrily to tell Baby about it, stopped for a minute to hear, and she didn't go back to the orchard. About 2 hours later, Polly said merrily, "I'm going to call Phronsie in, Mammy. She must be awfully tired and hungry by this time." She sang gaily on the way, "I'm coming, Phronsie, coming. Why? Where?" peeping under the tree. Baby lay on its face disconsolately on the ground, and the orchard was empty. Phronsie was gone. Ooh. That sounds like a really good cliffhanger place to wait until tomorrow to find out what happens. The five little Peppers and how they grew. All right, folks, that is it for today. I will see you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for popping by. Great to see you back, Aldwin, and also Amreb, of course, Karen, the whole gang in here. We appreciate your popping in and taking part in the show. Don't forget to give us a thumbs up, follow the show, enjoy yourself, let everybody know about it. Madam Web was trash. Kung Fu Panda 4 was good. Don't quote me. I think I just did. All right, folks, thanks so much for popping by, and I will see you all again tomorrow.
You just heard The Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.